So, I was talking about potentially making this whole whispering thing a series, and this is the second one. So, last week, I read the story of Arthur Truelove, and I gotta say, I wouldn't recommend it. It's a quick read. It's like 200 pages, and it can take you 2 days, 3 days, maybe. It's really not a hard read, but that's because there's like nothing to it. It's a fine book. There's really nothing bad to say about it, you know, but there's nothing really extraordinary about it. It's just, there are three main characters, and there's no harsh edges on two of them. Just so soft and rounded. They're not real people at all. Nobody is like that. And then there's one character who's just full of these fake edges. I don't know how to explain it. It's just not, it's not, it doesn't seem real. It's, so there's nothing that happens. Well, there are things that happen. There's death and unexpected pregnancy, but it barely affects the characters, in my opinion. Like, the death that happened, it took maybe 2 pages, and then the character, like, only ever spoke about it one other time after those 2 pages. And this person that died was her love. And it's just like, what? Who gets over that in 2 pages? And the unexpected pregnancy was, the girl just like accepted it. And she wasn't mad. She wasn't upset. She was just resigned to it, and she didn't even have sex. It was just like a external semen accidentally entered her, and it's just like, I'd be furious if I was a virgin and then I got pregnant. Are you kidding? That's fucking, a whole book came of that. 2 books. No, just 1 book. Just a New Testament. Came of that. Like, I'd be pissed. I'd be so fucking pissed. But this girl was just like, I guess I'm pregnant. And, yeah. It's just not real. But if you want something that's just an easy read, it's not gonna take anything out of you, go ahead and read it. It's good on the plane or like in a car ride. If that doesn't make you dizzy, go ahead and read it. But don't expect anything extraordinary. Yeah. I'm hoping to see The Death of Stalin, which is I think like Weekend at Bernie's, but with Stalin's body. Or, You Were Never Really Here, which is, like, a sex trafficking drama with Joaquin Phoenix. I'm hoping to see one of those this weekend. So maybe we'll talk again about that. Okay.